Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Hive Mind. This is a pop culture pop-in. I'm Meg and I'm here with Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hi, it's Emily.
Emily, I have a question for you. Heaven forbid you and Eddie split up.
Okay.
How are you making that announcement on social media?
Oh, thanks for asking. I think for me, what it would probably be is like a sepia tone photograph of the two of us that said, we're done developing and it's back to the...
We're done developing.
And it's time for the new photo shoots of our lives or something like that, you know?
The dark room is open now.
Yeah, come on in the dark room. The red light is on. Oh, that's actually good because, you know, when people are developing, they put a red light on.
Okay. Yeah, that is okay. That's good.
That's good.
Let's add a complicated layer to this. Let's say, heaven forbid, a young Hollywood star has written a book, and in that book, there's an entire chapter about Eddie and how he harassed her and how Eddie's people tried to get her to not share that information. What kind of announcement are you making on social media with that in mind?
I'm probably not making an announcement. I'm probably just living my life, to be honest.
Okay. All right. What, when you see Isla Fisher post a photo with Sacha Baron Cohen in tennis whites, holding rackets, announcing the end of their marriage, in the wake of Rebel Wilson alleging that she suffered harassment at the hands of Cohen, what's your impression there? Like, what's going on?
I didn't understand anything about that post, except they both look dynamite in tennis clothes.
They do. They look really good in tennis clothes.
The analogy made no sense. The photograph made no sense. It's from like 20 years ago. Nothing about it made a bit of sense. Like, you sent it to me and I had to read it probably 7 times. I mean, I just feel like it was very convoluted, and maybe that was the move. Maybe they were like, hey, maybe if we make this announcement really complicated, people won't think about it too hard. But
sure,
I'm thinking about it a lot.
Sure. I think the timing is curious, IMO, because they said that they ended their marriage in 2023. And I think that maybe the plan was, we just like kind of don't talk about it. We don't make an announcement. But then like these Rebel Wilson allegations came out. And I wonder if Isla Fisher's people were like, okay, you should probably say something. But then she chose like the goofiest way to possibly announce a situation. Like, in my mind, if there have been accusations made against your ex-husband, you're not posting like a silly, goofy, good time photo, right? You're like posting a notes app, separating yourself from him as much as possible. It's all puzzling to me. Like, I really don't understand the strategy here.
I did wonder, do you think they use the same PR people as the Kensington Palace?
Perhaps. Maybe it's Nepo babies.
It felt like we're burying the lead, but we're also putting a spotlight on it.
Right?
I don't get it. I will say, I read everything about Rebel Wilson. That's another scenario. Remember when I was like, I wish someone would just tell me the truth about Lizzo. This is another one where I'm like, I would just like to know the truth, because I like Sacha Baron Cohen. I think he has like said some very insightful things in his life. Obviously, I don't like him if he's a giant a-hole, which he might be. Okay, if he's a giant a-hole, I'm fine. If he's a harassing a-hole, then I'm not, right?
I mean, I think undoubtedly he's an a-hole. Like,
he's definitely an a-hole.
Yeah, like he has to be.
I mean, you can't make Borat and talk to people in the look them in the eye and say the things you do without being kind of an ass.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
So I think he probably is an asshat. I would love to know the truth of situations so I can make opinions.
I would as well.
Can you imagine?
Such is the dilemma of our lives in this modern day. TikTok. All the best to Isla Fisher, I guess.
I like her. I think sure. She's really likable.
Remember, she said something weird about Amy Adams one time where she's like, I wish people wouldn't compare us. I'm so much smaller than her.
See, that's a read that I really appreciate. They do look wildly alike.
I know, it's confusing. And what's her face? Bryce Dallas Howard, like put those three in a room and I'm like, I'm confused.
I don't even know where, and Jessica Chastain and Bryce Dallas Howard are the ones that I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
I did see that she was joking around that COVID-19 ruined her life because no one had mistaken her for Amy Adams for a while.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. So she seems funny and I hope she's okay.
Probably the biggest news of since the last time we've talked is the release of Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's country album. I read a tweet that called the response Stalin-esque because the praise have been so universal, like anyone is afraid to speak negatively about this album. I think it's a near perfect album. I love Cowboy Carter. I've listened to it a lot in the last week. Not everyone feels that way.
Meg has talked to me about Cowboy Carter more than anything else in any other topic. Even
what else Sandoval. What is there to talk about?
I mean,
other than Cowboy Carter,
talk about. But you were really, and look, your girl likes Cowboy Carter. I like a lot of it. There's some stuff that I'm not as into, but a lot of it. That album cover, perfection.
Perfect.
Perfection. I really like that song where she goes, we're clapping. I think it's fun. There's some very good songs in there. There's some amazing guest stars. Amazing. And
Post Malone blew me away.
That song is so cheesy. I love it.
I love it so much.
It should be cheesy. That's what I think country music is. I love that Miley one. I love it.
Yeah, I'll be your shotgun rider.
Look, I don't like the Blackbird cover. I don't care. You can be upset at me. I don't like it. I don't prefer it. That's all right. It's okay. It sounds like BYU a cappella group. That's okay, though. She got to make some dips to have some highs.
Sure. Peaks and valleys.
High.
Sixteen Carriages to me is a peak. I'm going to say it. I don't love Jolene.
I don't either. I actually got into a bit of a kerfuffle with my husband about Jolene because I felt like, I think the problem is we know that Jay-Z is a trifling man. That's a problem. For me, that was the problem. Is I'm like, I'm having a hard time with this song because I don't know why. It feels like a little bit like you're sticking up for Jay-Z. I don't think that's her intent. I'm saying it feels like. It's a feeling. And with Dolly, we never actually knew for a fact her husband cheated on her. So there was like a different vibe. That being said, Swing for the Stars, you know, it's not a bad song. It's just not my favorite.
It's not my favorite. It didn't work for me, but it works for a lot of people. And that's what art is, baby. That's showbiz.
That is showbiz. And she is so smart to get Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton vouching for her. Someone I know, I'm not going to say names, okay? But someone I know was like, why would she do that? I thought that was like so dumb of her to like, why do you need people vouching for you? And I was like, I would love for you to Google Beyonce at the CMT Awards with the Dixie Chicks, and then you will know exactly why she needs Willie Nelson on a song and Dolly vouching for her, because Emily, that crowd isn't welcoming.
I have spent 3 hours today researching this. I went so deep into the Beyonce and the Chicks performance in 2016 and the response she got at that performance and the absolute idiots who got up and walked out, racist idiots. Like, I am so infuriated having just learned about this event. And I am so proud of Beyonce for making this album and getting Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson on it, because you don't argue with Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson about whether or not something is true country. Like,
you really shouldn't. The final word. You shouldn't. People still are, but you shouldn't. I mean, it was so smart. The thing is, watch that performance and then try and tell me that she is A, not a genius, and B, brave. Because they did not like her that night at all.
No.
And I mean, I've gotten into some conversations where people are like, but is it actually country? And I'm like, but I think the core, the heart of what she's doing is a country album.
And like, what is that? What does that mean, country?
I don't know, because like, no one really defines, none of us are like, it's not pop. When's the last time you heard someone say, that's not pop music?
Right.
Anyway, I am a fan. Meg and I are not here for naysayers. We're not open to feedback if you do not like the Beyoncé album. You should put it in your diary.
Take a hike. But tell us about Lily Allen real quick.
Oh, Lily Allen is married to David Harbour. Why did I start there?
I don't know, but I'm fascinated by that choice.
I learned a lot about Lily Allen last week, and it fascinates me. Like, I knew her brother was in Game of Thrones, but I did not, like, put it together until this week again when she was such a dummy. So Lily Allen is someone who says she needs to talk, when I think, ugh, I don't think you should say things sometimes, because she felt like she needed to let us know that she does not like Beyoncé's album. She did not like, she, it's not that she does not like the Jolene. She thinks she shouldn't, like, you should not have redone Jolene, which it's like, okay, Lily Allen, no one asked you your opinion. You're a British lady. I don't think you're like the, if there is a country music genre, you're not the expert of it.
Absolutely so, not.
No one really cared about you bringing this up. Anyway, so Lily Allen was saying she just didn't like that Reimagined. It's weird. You've covered the most successful song in the genre. It's an interesting thing to do. And when you're trying to like tackle a genre, you should just choose the biggest song to cover. I mean, you do you, Beyonce, and she is literally doing her. I mean, she's doing Dolly. It's like, okay.
No one asked a whole lot of nothing. That's like a statement that says absolutely nothing.
I just feel like you didn't need to say anything.
No one asked for your opinion.
You could say it's not my favorite cover, but like, I love Beyonce.
I can't believe you. I just said no one asked for your opinion when I host a podcast where no one asked for my opinion, yet I offer it for like 3 hours every week. I'm such a hypocrite.
Oh, okay. Well, no one needs to listen to your opinion is what.
That's true. People can opt in or out of listening to my opinion.
Yes. So,
thanks for being here, those of you who are.
Thanks for staying. We appreciate you, and we don't appreciate Lily Allen, and that's it.
Yeah. Jill Zarin, former Roni.
Roni. Jill Zarin is OG housewife.
Yeah, tell me about Jill, because I never watched her on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Jill is, what's the right word? A handful. Okay. She's complicated. Right. She's kind of a hoot. So Jill was on Real Housewives of New York, original cast. She had, I think, one of the first frenemies with Bethany. The first, like, she and Bethany had a huge falling out. So at that time, Jill had this husband. His name was Bobby, and he was very likable. Bobby, unfortunately, did pass away. She has a new husband, or I think it's her husband, Gary. She has a new partner, let's call him. So she was, they owned like rug stores. I mean, that's like putting it mildly. Anyway, but they had a lot of money, and they still have like a home decor store. And she was so complicated as a housewife. One, she was definitely born to be a housewife. She's a huge personality. She's great on TV. Great on TV. But she is up and down.
Mm. You
know, what's that word? Where mercurial? Where you're like, she's hard to understand how she feels. She's easily offended, but she's very outspoken.
Okay.
Which, to me, I just told you the best qualities for a housewife, no?
Absolutely, yeah. Dish it, can't take it.
Dish it, cannot take it. Holds a grudge.
I love that.
Yep. And she did quit Housewives. She didn't get fired, but she did have a bit of a downfall. She had some heydays. I think she was really easy to hate.
Okay.
And that's Jill. I mean, she truly was a complicated, entertaining watch until it just got a little much, you know?
Sure. She made quite a splash, no pun intended, on Below Deck this week for being a real nightmare of a guest. Not even the primary, a friend of the primary.
The primary's guest.
So the way Below Deck works is there is a different crew of passengers every episode, and Jill was a friend of one of the primary passengers. So a group of them came on the boat, but beforehand they get a bio of all these people and their preferences. Emily, tell us about Jill's preferences.
Oh my gosh, Jill's preferences are hilarious. First of all, let's just get this out in the open. I also love Diet Coke. I am not knocking this woman for only wanting to drink Diet Coke. She
While I
would
drink.
have her preferences. Jill drinks around 10 cans of Diet Coke a day. And that feels like a lot,
I
Meg.
mean, I drink a lot of Diet Coke. I don't drink 10 cans a day.
I don't drink 10 cans a day. I drink a lot. I try to top out. How many ounces is 10? 120. Emily, good job. Thank you so much. I'm very good at math. So she's saying 120 fluid ounces of Diet Coke a day. I truly try to stop myself at 60.
So what, you're like five? Yeah,
So
that's
that's
about where I
double.
am.
That's double what I would be drinking. And I don't know how she has enough time in her day.
No, that was shocking. More shocking to me though was how she likes her eggs.
Go ahead.
Rubber, like
Over
done
hard.
over hard.
I didn't know that was an option.
Me neither, and I just don't think it sounds appetizing.
No way. But she doesn't like anything like caviar, sushi. She doesn't like any fancy food. She says, I don't like orange juice. Fine. I do want a hot cookie and cold milk every day at 3:30. Wild. Like, I didn't know people Jill's age could drink milk.
I was gonna say, do adults drink milk?
I cannot drink milk. If I'm drinking milk, I just got shocking news that I'm going to die soon. And I'm just like, who cares? I cannot drink milk. A glass of milk would put me out, but Jill wants one every day at 3. And at what point does it stop being a treat and just start being a routine?
I mean, 3 p.m. is usually when I'm like reaching for a treat too. I feel like that's the time of day when you're like, I need something to live for.
Yes. Okay.
So it's got to be a little delicious treat. It's the milk that's really got me puzzled.
Okay. She also doesn't like ham, but she does like bacon. She won't have cold soup or dips.
Okay, dip, no dips.
No dips. She will not do any condiments.
Okay, tough.
And then called out specifically mayo.
Are you eating a hot dog just like a hot dog in a bun?
Well, is a hot dog ham? Because she's not eating it.
I don't think a hot dog's ham.
I don't know what a hot dog is, and no one
No
tells
one,
me. Beef.
yeah, please do not email us about what's in a hot dog.
Like, I read The Jungle when I was in high school. I still choose it. I had a hot dog for
Oh
lunch,
my gosh.
and I
I
don't want anyone to
remember
tell me
making
different.
a conscious choice about the jungle. I was like, I can either let this bother me forever or I can completely erase this from my memory and move on with my life.
Yeah.
It feels like there's only one option here.
Got it. I can never think about that again. Or I'm a vegetarian. And for me, I love a hot dog. I like sausage
Even
alone.
the vegetarian stuff, they're like, guess what? There's bugs in your chocolate. Sorry.
Sorry, I know. So Jill doesn't drink any of that. Okay. She says water still. Okay, fine. Jill doesn't drink any liquor, but she will have Diet Cokes on the rocks. By the
Relatable.
way, Gary will have anything. Gary will drink and eat anything. This was the part that sent me over the edge, though. Mixed drinks. I do like a mudslide with chocolate syrup on the glass. Very frozen. TGIF makes a great pre-made with alcohol. If they get it, great. If not, don't worry. Kahlua, a must. I don't know a lot of things about liquor or mixed drinks, but I do know that TGIF should not be the standard for anything you're buying.
No, but I respect it.
I guess
this woman knows who she is.
Yeah, kind of, because her, this is an insane preference sheet. That's fine. Embrace it. But instead, she's out here fighting in the streets that she's disrespected.
The stuff she said afterward, blaming Fraser Chief Stew for a terrible time. I'm like, just laugh it off. Like, what are you doing?
One of the workers, she's, I don't know what her job is. Interior. Remember how the jobs on Below Dark are just like interior or deckhand? So yeah. One of the interior people has come out and said, I was a little hard on Jill. She actually was not that demanding of a guest. It's not that demanding to say you want cold milk and a hot cookie. That's very normal when you are spending this much money on a luxury yacht trip. I regret like being so harsh about her. She was not that bad is what she's saying. For the standards of fancy yacht guests, Jill wasn't the worst one she's ever had, basically.
It was nice of her to come out and say that.
But other people have not. And guess what? Jill's not forgotten. She sees you.
Tough. I mean, I saw the clips of her on the actual show. They made me laugh more than anything when she recommended getting a button to be able to command the crew, because you can buy them at like Best Buy. There's a button you can add on to her yachts that she's clarified. Really made me laugh. What a blessing she what gave a blessing. To us.
If you liked Jill here, may I suggest start watching the old Real Housewives of New York. There was nothing like that. Season 3, Jill Zarin nosedives. Season 4, she tries to spend the entire time just like rehabilitating herself. She never gets. This was the heyday of Bethany. We all loved Bethany, okay?
And Jill I was really caught up on Alex McCord when I started watching.
Yeah, of course.
The McCord family as a whole, like, why don't they have their own show?
Absolutely fascinating. They should actually have their own show. It's hilarious. Anyway, Jill, keep doing you. You know what? No one's mad about it. I'm not.
No, thank you. This is exactly what makes Below Deck a good show, is when the guests are the worst. So that's why I watch, honestly. So, this last story is a little rough. Morgan Whalen threw a chair off a roof in Nashville with no regard for who might be underneath. Couldn't name a Morgan Whalen song to save my life.
It's wild to me that Morgan Whalen is as popular as he is, but whatever. But
see, and that's why I'm not qualified to speak on what counts as country, because I just don't really understand country.
Yeah, Morgan Whalen also, though, I don't know if you remembered when he got kicked off SNL for using a racial slur.
Yeah, tough.
Like, he's not someone I want to root for, and he does, and by the way, unrepentive about it. He did not care. He did not apologize, nor will he. And so Morgan Whalen, like, for me is not someone I'm that into. There's something about this story I did love, which is, if I may, the Hubble, what's that word? The scuttle around TikTok, where I get all my news.
Scuttlebutt
around TikTok is Morgan Whalen had this baby mother. They have a child together. She's stunning. Okay. She's blonde. They were engaged. They got engaged because Morgan Whalen very publicly cheats on her. Okay. And everyone knows it, and she knows it. So then she and he broke up. Remember, they have a son together. She starts dating someone who's a lot younger than her. I don't know why I said that fact. Maybe because I think this guy's too young, because they get engaged and like then they got married. And right when he found out, chair over the roof.
Tough.
And I sort of feel like Morgan Whalen is probably going to have the life he deserves.
Oh, it seems a little volatile. I don't like it.
Very volatile. You know what? Everyone, whatever you want. I feel like if someone throws chairs off roofs, they might be someone who has anger issues. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I
think that's my own opinion.
Summation.
Yeah, I do think it's a fascinating, though, the timing. And I do wonder if his ex-fiance, who, by the way, her name is KT, and it's just the letters.
She just, like Katie Tunstall, remember from from Devil Wears Prada, the beginning, and she's weighing the almonds, but then Anne Hathaway's got the frizzy bangs and she's putting on her chapstick.
Yeah, I remember.
2006, baby.
This is how I'm meant to be. Suddenly I see. Yeah, Katie like that. Katie. So, Katie, you know, they were dating for 3 years, yada, yada, broke off their engagement, yada, yada. They have a kid together. They want to raise it together. She got engaged in March that same week. She said they got married. And then that was just days before this guy threw a chair off a roof.
Tough.
And I will say, in the picture where she said they were married, their son is featured prominently. And that must be, well, when they got engaged. So, you know, co-parenting's hard. Again, I will say, I don't feel like if you were my friend and you were like, I'm going to start dating this guy, I would say, does he throw chairs off roofs? I don't think you should date him.
I don't know. That's maybe a red flag.
I think it could be the reddest of flags, Meg.
And may we all be aware of the red flags from life.
You know, I hope our life is red flag free.
So do I. On that note, I think we're done.
Wait, there's something else I wanted to say.
Oh, wait. Okay. The mic is yours.
Okay. It's about Selling Sunset.
Oh, great.
Christine's husband, Christian, who, by the way, did you know they also named their son Christian?
Tough.
I hope Christine is on the next season so bad, because this woman has a story to tell. Because this guy who got arrested for domestic violence, pretty clear-cut case of domestic violence, is trying to, like, to have physical sole custody and not pay her a dime. So things are about to get messy about them. He just filed for divorce. Insane filing, by the way. Chelsea, if you remember, also filed for divorce, and her husband's divorce filings accuse her of physical abuse.
What?
Things are getting rather spicy on the Selling Sunset cast. And personally, kind of can't wait to see what happens. Did you know, I did a deep dive on Brie from Selling Sunset. She used to date a football player.
Not surprised.
Whatever. But did you know there is quite the controversy around Brie and running a marathon?
What?
The world thinks that Brie cheated in a marathon and has been lying about it now for about 10 solid years. She claims to have ran a 4-minute mile the entire marathon.
No. What?
Yes. And then coincidentally, she didn't have a picture. They can't find a picture from when she was supposed to check in. Meg, I don't know. You run marathons. Do you check in halfway?
What? I mean, like, there you have, yes. Not, you're not like checking in, but they can track you. Like,
okay.
They track your where you are, when you've hit certain miles, your friends and family can watch where you are.
So this is hilarious. So it's only a half marathon, by the way. And the person she was married to was Johnny Manziel, who was famous for a minute as a quarterback. Anyway, she participated in a run called Run Like a Diva.
Oh, sure.
She finished with a race time of 1 hour and 58 minutes. So that's what they're saying.
That's like normal.
For 1 hour and 58 minutes.
For a half marathon?
Average time for a woman is 2 hours and 19 minutes. That's with just a pace of it. That's at 10 minutes per mile pace.
Okay, so like I did one last summer and I came in at like 2 hours and I was middle of the pack.
Well, people are saying this is very not plausible because her 11-mile update is completely missing.
So she maybe lied about running a half marathon?
And also, the miles that she was doing was a 14-minute mile. So they're like, for her to get to the time that she said she did, she would have to run this final 6.7 miles at 4 minutes a mile. The final. She was averaging 14 minutes a mile, but then somehow finished in 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Wait. Okay, so... What a stupid thing to lie about. Like, who cares?
And she's
When's the last time someone told you they ran a half marathon? You were like, wow.
And for the record, the woman's world record for a mile, just 1 mile, is 4 minutes, 12 seconds. So she would have had to break that record. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Miles,
we go back. When did she start? Why do we know that she's telling people this?
This happened in 2019. But now all this news around these divorces are happening. And so the internet is bringing this back to life.
Like, so the internet is like, by the way, Chelsea, terrible divorce. Christine, terrible divorce. Also, Brie maybe lied about the half marathon.
Yes, they were like, hey, now that we're talking divorces, she had one to an NFL player and also claimed to run a 4 minute mile for six straight miles. And I just think, like, the thing about those divorces is they're dark. It's dark.
It's domestic dark.
Abuse.
I don't like it.
Dark.
It's I don't like heavy. It.
It is not fun. It's sad. So for it to have pivoted to Brie running a cheating in a half marathon called Run Like a Diva, for me, it's just like the best it could have turned out.
How did she cheat? Did she never actually run it? I'm so confused.
They think she cut through the course.
Okay. Like, why?
I don't know. She's
passed for a cash prize? Like, I don't know. Why would you cheat at a half marathon?
Can I say for the attention?
Okay. But like, she wouldn't have won with that time.
Oh, she did win.
She did. There's no way she won at 1:58 unless there were like three people running this race.
I don't know. I'm probably a liar.
I've got a reason. Well, I'm going to look into this and we'll come back. As long as we're just bringing up stuff. Did you watch last night's Vanderpump Rules?
No, did you?
Yes. And I was genuinely heartbroken for Joe.
What? Why?
Because I don't like Tom Schwartz because he like pretends that he doesn't understand what's going on. Uh-huh. He does that like.
He's mean.
We're just buddies, Joseph. We're just good friends, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we've hooked up a few times and we're just hanging out, and she was like, I have real feelings for you and it's making me sad, so I'm going to leave. It was really hard to watch.
You know what? Joe shouldn't be on TV. All right, this woman is getting bullied left, right, and center because her personality, tough on TV. I'm not saying in person, I don't know her as a person. I think it's tough on TV. Tom Schwartz is a snake in the grass. I will agree.
I don't like him. I don't like him.
I feel like this season's tough for me because, one, I do feel like Bravo is plotting a Tom Sandoval recovery pretty openly.
Boo.
Do not like it.
Boo.
Boo. And Meg and I found a TikTok because that's where we get our news, like real people. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We found a TikTok that this woman who's always talking about Bravo was like, I watched this episode on Bravo. I watched it on Peacock. There is a whole scene that they cut off on the Bravo edition where Tom called Ariana the laziest person he has ever met. Ariana, who was doing, I don't know, 20 shows a week for Chicago on Broadway. He called her the laziest person he ever met because she wasn't cleaning up the house. That's Yikes. Blatant Yikes. Misogyny, a straight lie, and like so out of touch. So Bravo, and it's Andy Cohen's infinite wisdom to bring this man back, cut it from what was aired on Bravo, and it was just in the Peacock version, which now Meg and I are like, we have to watch the Peacock version, obviously.
I've got to pay $5 a month again to get Peacock.
I have to, because it's a lie. So I don't like that. I don't like Sheena Shea. I don't like who Sheena is at all as a person. Lala, who I loved, I don't like at all. These two women, it's so clear they're jealous. It's disgusting.
I hate it.
Sheena this week had a party, an engagement party for Ariana's brother, who is getting so messy, who said, I haven't talked to my sister in months. But then, like, there's all this proof that they've been, like, interacting on social media. And he went and saw her in Chicago. And they're like, what did she do? And then he hugged her he hugged Tom Sandoval at a party.
Ew.
And he said, if I can get close to Tom Sandoval to get on the next season of Vanderpump Rules, I'm going to do it.
Ew.
Ariana is doing the least and absolutely the biggest winner. I got into a fight with someone this week about how Katie Maloney is the best to me.
Tell me offline who you got in a fight with.
Oh, no one you know, but they were like, I don't know, Katie's been boring forever. I'm like, right, but she's also like, have you ever been wronged by someone and then got your comeuppance? I mean, this is Katie. Katie is getting, she's on her revenge tour, but she's not doing the revenge. It's just happening for her and good for her. I actually do believe she's a witch at this state.
Yeah, WeHo.
Witch of WeHo. I want Stassi back. Also heard Jackson Brittany said they're moving to Florida because they think the problem is LA. And I'm like, no, Brittany, the problem is the man you married.
We need to save Brittany. Actually, I don't know. I'm not. Whatever. She's fine. I hope those checks from the Valley are big. In summation, don't try and cheat on a half marathon because the internet will find out.
The internet will remember 5 years later.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with some updates on that half marathon story and other celebrity news. Goodbye. With some
real good journalism.